Who else have you met that you were like, it was cool to hang out with that person?
Well, we ended up becoming like really great friends with Grant and Kristen Morrison. So Grant Morrison is
Grant Morrison. Yeah.
Like, so he's now like one of our friends. So like real cool stuff.
How do you
like
fuck that. It? It's tough to understand him, man.
I have no problem.
Really?
Yeah.
You register Scottish that quickly?
Totally.
Yeah, I've decoded it. Yeah.
I have to stare at him when he speaks, like right into his mouth. And then I'm always about 2 seconds behind. And I go, yes, girl. Like, I'll be able to answer the question.
Yeah, we totally.
I picked up all the slang. Like, I know.
We're half Scottish, too. Yeah. I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
That's like knowing a living genius.
Yeah, it's like knowing a genius. It's really, you never think you're going to really meet too many geniuses or any. And you meet him and you're like, oh, this is what meeting a genius is like.
He was writing Batman, of course, for a while. And he wrote this line for Batman for you remember Batmite?
Yes.
Every Batman writer in the 90s to the 2000s, just like, get it out of the continuity. Mm-hmm. It's embarrassing. Mm-hmm. You know, Batmite is an interdimensional imp or something like that, who's a massive fan of Batman, who always winds up bumbling and fucking not helping Batman out. It's like left over from the late 50s, early 60s, I believe. But Grant Morrison, of course, you know, is not content to leave the past be the past. He's like, look, I grew up on all these fucking stories. Mm-hmm. Multicolored Batman, the Batman of
Composite Batman.
Composite Batman, yeah. Batman from Orinsar, whatever it was called. He's like, I want to bring all that. I'll make it work. Don't worry. I'll make it work. And he does make it work. But he brought Batmite back to talk to Batman at one point. Batman, you know, was kind of broken.
He's going crazy.
Especially because he's seeing Batmite. And they kept telling us, they're like, don't worry, man, it's real. This isn't Elseworlds. Like, this is working. Like, you'll see, Batmite works. And it was so wonderful. He has this really great line where, you know, he's trying to help Batman figure something out, or Batman figures out. He's just about to leave him. And Batmite is from the, eighth, ninth dimension, something like Mr. Mixel.
Yeah, they hang out together, him and Mr. Mixel.
Mr. Mixel, right? And he said, like, something to the Batman, asked him, I can't remember exactly. I got to memorize it because I loved it. But he asks him something about, like, what is it? And Batmite says, don't you get it, Batman? The ninth dimension, whatever the dimension it is, is imagination, and then fucking disappears. Such a beautiful fucking sentiment. And suddenly took a dopey character.
Yeah. I remember when that issue came out, he was so psyched about it. I remember him giving it to us. He was like, I put Batmite in it.
That's huge. Yeah. And to make it work, it's one thing to throw in Batmite
to that next level.
To the next level, where you made him like a Yoda for that moment. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Oh, so beautiful. All right, back into the other beautiful right here.